All of us, over the past 2 years, have been, in some way or another, dealing with COVID. For me personally, as I have watched and experienced the isolation from friends, family, brothers and sisters in Christ, as I have seen the strife, suffering, and death experienced by so many people, it impressed upon me even more the temporariness of life on earth and the vanity of it. However, it also made me exceedingly thankful that this world is not all there is, that we have a hope of an eternal home where we will be with our God forever. I would like to read several scriptures. The first one will be in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, starting in verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I'm making all things new. And he said, Write, for these things words and are faithful and true. Then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the springs of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Then if we turn back to chapter 7 of Revelation, chapter 7, starting in verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing, and glory, and honor, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and power, and might, be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they? And where have they come from? I said to him, My Lord, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The final scripture will be in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. These verses show us that this world is not all there is. We have an imperishable place of rest reserved for us in heaven, a home where we will no longer hunger or thirst, a home where there will no longer be any tears or pain or death, a place where we can be with our God and our Father forever. Early in the service, we sang the song, There is a Habitation. In the song, it goes, O Zion, lovely Zion, I long thy gates to see. O Zion, lovely Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? This chorus of the song basically sums up the point I wanted to remind and encourage us of this morning, that even though this world or our own personal lives can be filled with pain and sorrow, we have an eternal home with God in heaven that we can long for, that we can anticipate, and that we can look forward to. That is the thoughts that I have prepared to speak to you this morning. If anybody here does not have this goal, or would like to start on the journey, or maybe study more and learn more about it, please come forward now as we stand and as we sing.